Beans World, Beans World.
Welcome back to the next episode of Beans World, episode 4, baby. We're here. We've got Bean Boy himself in the house. How are you doing today, Bean Boy?
I'm feeling electric, Sam.
You feeling good? We got a couple episodes out now. You're starting to get the hang of it.
Oh, yeah, we're picking up.
People are getting to know Bean Boy. My name is Sam, and I think it's time to introduce our guest today. Today in the studio, we have Will's old boss of 2 years. We have the owner of Unlimited Masonry, Sam Vasinic. Welcome to the pod. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Fucking great, dude. Thank you so much for
asking.
I'm
excited to be on.
I've got so much. I've been waiting for this episode since we came up with it. This episode is going to be about work in the mind of Bean Boy. Well, he's at work. Maybe we'll get into some stories.
When I was a youngin', keep in mind,
This was less than 2 years ago.
When I was younger, I was a little shittier, I suppose, yeah.
When you say younger, let's rephrase, less than 2 years ago.
No, more than two.
All right, nevertheless, today is about beans and work. And for those of you that don't know, Beans used to work at Unlimited Masonry at the very beginning, the OG. He spent how many years there? 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of hours working side by side with Sam. And I have to ask you, Sam, as somebody that's only been good friends with Bean Boy for a couple years, how did you deal with this little dumb fuck every single day?
It was hard some days.
It was really fucking hard some days. That's one thing. I got the pleasure of working with Bean Boy for about two and a half months when I made the switch to Unlimited. And you never know what you're going to get.
You never know. Each day is a new fucking day.
Some days he comes in, he's like, I'm going to be a foreman around here, Sam. I'm going to earn my keep. I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be the best worker here. I'm going to work my ass off. And he'll work his ass off so hard that day. And the next day he's going to come in and be like,
next day he's crying because the bags are heavier than he is.
Whatever. Fuck.
Yeah, dude, that's got to be tough when you're carrying a bag of mortar that literally weighs more than you.
Two-thirds of what I weigh, yeah. It's pretty fucking...
You gain some weight.
Yeah, now I gained some weight. Yeah, a little. Not much, but a little.
Will he be in the bulking season, baby?
Trying, dude. It's hard to put down that much food. Fuck.
Beans, going back to work, getting into your Unlimited mindset, because... like you said, you've grown.
I'm mature.
You're a fucking union boy now.
Yeah, life's different. I mean, looking back at it, I don't know how Sam fucking kept me around, dude.
Let's take a walk down memory lane. How many times do you think Sam had to come to your house and make you go to work? Or call your dad just to get you up to go to work?
Sam or the boys, probably, they never showed up to wake me up, but they definitely called me. More than a handful of times. More than both of my hands, probably.
Just leave without me. I'm not coming today.
A couple times.
I don't think I ever did that, did I?
I don't remember.
I was always late, and I just did fucking 80 to town, but that was it. Hey, we always made it to the job on time. That's all that matters.
How many hours total on the clock do you think you slept? Because that was one thing, even before I worked at Unlimited, Beans was always fucking sleeping on the job.
That was one day.
Oh, a couple more.
That was when we first started. There was
one day I remember I was out of mud up on the roof, and you were sleeping in the grass with your shirt off.
Yeah, I remember.
I chucked my last little bit of mud, and it stuck on your back, and you were pissed at me. Like, it was... like, you were sleeping.
Yeah, that's
on
how
my
I don't know
check.
How he kept me around.
Yeah, wasn't he crying that day? You threw mud on me. I'm mad.
I probably was, but this
he grew up after this, that a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
that was at the beginning.
So
that
just
was at
laying
the very
there,
very beginning. Oh,
yeah. Shirt off, just laying in the grass.
I don't know if I had my shirt off. I can't remember, but I remember you chewed my ass because the homeowner was like, "What the f-?" Like, looking at me all funny, and then I was like, "Holy fuck!" Like, yeah, that was bad.
You ever have any trailer mishaps or anything?
Yeah, fucking one day you took off, didn't leave the vehicle, and I had to take a shit in the trailer, and he got mad at me.
Wait, what happened?
One day, he dropped me and Gage off at a job. All of a sudden, fucking 20 minutes later, he's doing a bit or whatever. I had to go, and I mean go. told Gage to not go in the trailer. I had to fuck a drop a deucer right in the trailer, and it wasn't pretty.
Gage locks it on him. He's
I'm locked in there. Gage is fucking around while we're trying to do this job. Keep in mind, I'm out. I want to work. I'm trying to work hard.
Right.
Big
right.
tough work. Bringing the heat. And so how does one, I've never been that desperate. How does one go about taking a shit in the work trailer?
Oh, dude, it's just like when you're sitting in a deer stand and you have no other option. I had no other, I called Sam and I was like, dude, I don't know what to, he's like, I'll be there in like 30 minutes. I'm like, I don't have 30 minutes at all. I'm like, I don't want to knock on the homeowner's door because that's just not right when you're doing a job.
No, you can.
So I'm like, all right, Gage, I just found a bag, put it on the 5-gallon bucket. Like I do at home, take a shit, watch TikTok.
Dude, that's one thing. Even taking a piss in there, it's like 100 degrees. I can barely handle
it. Oh, yeah. It sucks.
It was going around that you jacked off in the trailer.
I'm so okay, sick of it. I am so glad that you brought this up.
Kind of weird. Kind of weird.
I knew this was going to
happen.
You
weird little fucker, dude. Fuck I've you guys. This has been a story that I have known for a long time. This happened before I was even at Unlimited. But for those of you that don't know, Bean Boy literally jacked off on the clock in the work trailer.
I got an even better one yet. Remember when I was cleaning your trailer at your parents'?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I banged the old ex-old lady on there. First one, I bet, huh? First one?
Yeah. It's so fucked
right
up.
In the work trailer, you little fuck. Right on the clock?
On the
clock. Yeah, I was on the clock.
What
yeah.
a little fucker.
Nah, dude, you... Don't try to get off topic.
He did shit on the clock all the time, man.
I bet he jacked. We only have one confirmed trailer jack off. I bet he did something like that at least 20 times. I bet he's roof jacked. Have you ever roof jacked?
No, that would be insane. That would be, if there's another big chimney, I probably would have.
He would have
just went
there.
Behind it. Fucking 30 seconds, all I need.
So take us through you jacking off in the trailer.
Dude, it never happened. So what the fuck are you guys on about?
Because, you know, breaking news, we actually just cleaned the trailer out last week, and we found a stack of Playgirls in the trailer. Are you aware of what Playgirls are, Beans?
No.
Those are Playboys, but for women, so it's men. And we found your little fucking stash of Playgirls in the trailer.
I haven't been there for 2 years, so, and you guys cleaned it multiple times. That might be.
No, this was a deep clean, and this was behind the shelves.
That might be Brady. You guys might want to look into Brady. I don't know.
Don't try to turn your little pervert ass onto someone else. We know it's you.
Fuck you.
You're caught red-handed.
Fuck you, Sam. I can't even say fuck you, Sam, because I'm just saying it to both of you. Yeah, fuck both of you. What's the difference?
So while we're on the topic of you being an oddly sexual human being, Sam was actually telling me something off camera that he wanted to bring up. Cause...
Yeah, so listening to the first episode of Beans World, it came to my attention your sexuality.
When we confirmed he was bisexual.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God.
So... It just got me thinking, you always would go home after work and go on lunch break, over to the bricklayer's house over in Wisconsin over there.
What the fuck? No.
It got him thinking.
Yeah. You remember that? You would always go let his dog out and shit. Kind of weird.
So for a little more context for the listeners.
Oh, the one fucking... Fuck you guys.
The one time.
We had a bricklayer that Beans got a little too close with, and he would go let his dog out, go hang out with him every lunch.
No.
He'd go hang out with him on weekends. And now, I was not there at the time. Sam was thinking about it, and he realized after Beans' sexuality was confirmed that there might have been some foul play.
Just so everyone knows, I'm fucking straight as fuck. If anyone is gay, it is Sam Christ. Sam fucking Christ. I have a fucking trophy to prove it.
You don't have to hide it, dude.
I ain't hiding shit. I ain't hiding shit. I'm fucking straight.
All right. We'll let the people decide. Okay.
The people aren't going to decide.
We'll let the people decide.
I'm going to fucking tell them.
Hey, everyone, let us know whether you think Beans is bi or straight. Let us know on Tab Official on Snapchat. But Beans, this isn't all about sex. We're not going to talk about your dirty gutter mind this whole episode.
Says you fucking.
This is about work. This is about the work and the tough work that was put in at Unlimited and at the union. So I just want to go over a few responsibilities, and I want to go over a few responsibilities that you would try to avoid. I remember a time where Will was actually afraid, and let me
go up on the scaffold,
afraid to fold up the ladder.
Oh yeah, that's a good one, dude.
Yeah, I had to teach you some things, man. That brings it all up.
It's the ones that fucking, you know, like, oh, I don't even know how to explain it.
So it's a little giant ladder. It's the kind
of
clips.
They catch your fingers. They got the fucking clips. I used to never be able to muscle the clips. I'd carry them. I had no problem carrying them. It was just fucking getting them all fucking folded down.
You would do anything you could to get out of dealing with the ladder.
I would carry the extension cord.
He would tell you, he'd be like, Sam, or he'd be like, Will, fold up the ladder. And you'd be like, okay. 20 minutes later, not done. Will, I thought I told you to get the ladder.
No, not fucking 20 minutes later.
Okay. And he just would not fucking do it. He was literally afraid of it.
And then he comes and helps me after he goes and works in the union for a little bit and comes back and he knows how to fold the ladder. Impressed the hell out of me.
Fuck, I know how to do a lot
of shit.
So
what about the union made you not a pussy?
You just get treated like shit. I mean, dude, that's the only way to put it.
So you're saying it was just a little too easy at Unlimited?
Yeah, you guys gotta be a dick. I mean, it works. It's fucked up, but it works.
But see, the thing is, you know, sometimes with the non-union jobs, you don't get all the benefits. The wages aren't as competitive. So people at Unlimited will just be like, fuck you, dude. I'm going somewhere else. By
then,
the union, they got
you
by
got
the
rid
fucking
of a bad
sack.
Egg. Then you got rid of a bad egg. I wasn't making a sack in the beginning. That's still doing all the fucking shit work.
No, I'm saying they got you by the sack.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what, do you want to lose those benefits? I mean, that's some pretty fire benefits. You got a kid now.
There's multiple companies, though, right?
Gave you a chance for a couple years.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how you must have just felt bad for me. That had to be it. You had to feel bad for my little ass. You're like, fuck this poor kid. I've known him for how many years?
You had good days.
I did have good days, but also a lot of bad.
Welcome,
I do regret it. Oh, yeah, I love Tooling Stone. That's my favorite.
One thing about Will that I remember in my short time working with him is he was very competitive with the other laborers. And he didn't like when other laborers got to try new tools or maybe laying some bricks. And he got real competitive. What was it like in the trenches?
After a little while, I didn't even care about laying.
No.
Honestly, I mean, that shit, it's so much time and skill that you got to kind of like work into it. You know?
Yeah.
It's not just something that you jump right into. Like, I'm still learning from my dad how to do stone and all that. It's not something that you could just pick up and do. So after a while, I was just like, you know, I don't mind the labor part. You could still make a lot of money and be a great worker just being a laborer. Granted, you do all the grunt bullshit. But guess what? Let someone else deal with all the fancy shit while you do the grunt shit.
Well said.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because then when I'm done with the grunt shit, like when I'm tending, I could stand around for a couple minutes. Oh, that sucks. You got to keep laying, buddy. We're not done.
So that leads me into my next question. And this is for both of you. I'm going to have Will answer first. So Sam, think of your answer. What is the most, can you think of a time where you were the most mad at Sam during work? Like something he did that just pissed you the fuck off or something crazy where you had a bad day?
No, not really. I mean, it was the only thing was just kind of hard seeing a friend as your boss. So he'd get mad at me for things, but like I couldn't really get mad at him. And I wasn't really like an angry person back then, but now I am. Now I'm just an angry little bastard. Apparently everyone says, so I don't know.
Well, you're right. I'm just kidding, Pete.
Appreciate it.
No, you have nothing to say, no shit to talk. This is your opportunity.
No.
You don't worry for him anymore. Tell him to fuck off.
I don't care. I don't have anything bad to say.
Fair enough. Sam, can you think of a time where Will just pissed you the fuck off?
There's too many to count. Dude, he fucking yelled at me all the time.
Anything in specific come to mind?
No.
You're the wrong guy to ask for a specific example.
Yeah. Memory's fucked.
Oh, Willie, I had some good memories working with you. It was a good time. I want to get into what you said about having a friend as a boss, because that's obviously a tough dynamic. Was it harder for you at first when you started working to look at him as your boss, or did it get easier as you went on, or was it harder down?
Just kind of stayed the same. That's the hardest part. The hardest part working for someone, but then he has his own company. It's your friend, but then also he's your boss, but I never viewed him as a boss, and that's what I regret mostly. Because if I would have viewed him as a boss, my work ethic could have been a whole lot better.
Yeah, you weren't afraid to let him down as much.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, I wasn't afraid to, like, fluff off or do this as long as we, like, got the job done or whatever. But when you're working for somebody and you don't know them and you're not working hard and busting your ass, onto the next number, you know what I mean?
Yeah, especially like, at
a
big company.
He very well could have just fucking moved on and said, hey, sorry, Will, whatever. But either he saw something in me or he felt bad.
I can think of many times where Sam and I were on the phone and he's like, man, I don't know why I keep this kid around.
I don't doubt it. And I don't know why he did, but I'm very thankful.
Jacking off in the trailer.
Oh, fuck you.
Fucking banging his old lady in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Taking shits on the clock.
Everyone shits on the clock, dude.
You do it a lot more than the normal. And that's where the extra jack-offs came in.
20-minute periods. Uh-uh. That's where the jack-off periods come in.
You don't think we know? We know it's not. You don't need 15 minutes to shit, you little fucker. You were in there working the weasel. Playing with the gooch.
What the fuck? No.
Just genuine confusion.
I'm just mesmerized by how fucking perfect that is right now. With the barcode.
Beans, that's the dumbest.
I don't know.
This is an audio only. For the listeners here, he's staring at my water bottle like a dumbass, mesmerized by how the water
topic.
Level is perfect with the barcode.
Sorry about that.
Like, what the fuck, dude? Beans World. Get in the mind of Beans, baby. This is what it's all about, dude. This is what I want the people to learn.
Yeah, you get off topic quite a bit and it sucks.
What huh? gets you off topic?
Little shit like that. I don't know why. I just saw it and I was like, ooh, cool.
You're like a dialect squirrel.
Yeah. That's yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, Beans. You know, I wish I would have had more time to work with you. We had a good time when we were there, but Sam is the one with more of the experience. I should give the mic over to him. Is there any other topics, anything you thought of that you want to talk about, Will, work-wise?
I'm a pit bull and a workhorse, aren't I?
Well, you're a hard little worker.
Would you say that the union made him a better man?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck,
dude. The
union
made him a man.
If I come on your jobs now,
you were teaching me a thing or two on that last job.
Dude, yeah, you learn a lot of shit. It's so much that you learn now. It's weird.
You know, it's been enough time now, and I'm going to reveal a little secret that Beans has never heard that both Sam and I know, and I really hope this doesn't get me in trouble with Sniffy, but Beans, I got to tell you something, brother. I figured out something real funny about you right when you left Unlimited, and I realized that you thought you were getting paid a certain amount, right? You thought you were getting a certain dollar amount? Well,
like with Unlimited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I did the math on what you were making from what our tax guy gave us, and you're getting paid 50 cents less than you thought the entire time.
Oh, well. You guys act like it's a big deal.
I figured it out, and I'm like, it was literally your last fucking day. And I'm like, dude, should I tell him? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm not going to tell him. What's it fucking matter
fuck
now?
Yeah, it don't even matter. I mean, what did I work? That season, I only worked a couple months with you guys, I think, because
yeah,
then I had the kid.
It came out to like 10 bucks.
So, probably.
So since this is audio only, I'm handing Will a $100 bill right now.
The fuck you are.
To pay him back for the money he missed on.
Oh, shit, you really are. Thank you.
So shout out, Beans. I'm sorry for that mishap.
No, it's fine. Just get better at your office shit, buddy.
Beans, hey. I'll take it. Hey, I'm the one that found it, dude. You're lucky I
should've
even knew.
Should have found it sooner.
Fair enough. Well, Beans, we learned in this episode that the union made you a man.
Mm.
You frequently jacked off in the trailer.
No.
You fell asleep at work a lot.
Once, twice, maybe four times.
But we wanted to get your old boss in here. We wanted him to, you know, give us a little look at the Beans. We're figuring out the mind of Beans. Sam, thank you so much for coming on the episode.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Thank you.
Will.
Miss you, Sam.
That was so nice of you. Were you saying that to me?
Nah. Sam's scenic. Unlimited boss. I miss working there.
And me?
Them days were nice.
And working with me?
I only, like you said, we only worked a couple months, so it was like, never really seen you in the field. I'm sure you're out in the field a lot more now, cracking jokes with the guys. Must be fun. Yeah. Well, I'm just getting screamed at in the union.
You got a lot better once you left.
Yeah, fuck you.
Seriously, like 10 times better. Well, Beans, thank you so much. I hope everyone had a great time listening to this. I hope everyone learned a little bit about Beans. Beans, take us out.
Beans World. Beans World.
Will is not gay.